Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there in cyberspace. And then I'll start the video. Does a countdown. I'll shrink that. Study's up, and I'm on the mic.
Bring that too.
Well, Shabbat Shalom. This is One of Messiah Congregation. Kahacha b'Mashiach. Let's ask God to bless this reading today. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, bless this reading. Teach us something new. We give you the praise, Father, in Yeshua's name. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for everything, Father, you've done for us and everything you're going to do. In Yeshua's name, Father. Amen.
Amen.
Well, today is the Sabbath of God. Well, this is a little piece of the Israel of God, Adat Yisrael. There's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. And there's my email in case you need to contact me. And if you want to come and see us, we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today, Franklin, Tennessee. We're on our seven-week journey again. Leviticus 23. You shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Wow. Even unto the morrow after the seven Sabbaths shall you number 50 days. That's Pentecost, yes. And you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. Today is the May 9th, 2026. It's hard to believe, my wife says. We are now in the second month of God called Ziph. And that's found in 1 Kings 6:1. It's not IR as Judaism says it. And this is the fifth Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Today's topic, God's commands with power. Start with Daniel 6. He, God, delivers and rescues, and he works signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Amen. Genesis 2. Jehovah God commanded the man, saying, out of every tree of the garden you may eat freely. Genesis 6. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Noah built the ark and saved the world, yeah. Deuteronomy 1. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through that great and terrible wilderness, which you saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Jehovah our God commanded us, and we came to Kadesh Barnea. We do everything God commands us. Then you answered and said unto me, we have sinned against Jehovah. We will go up and fight according to all that Jehovah our God commanded us. Deuteronomy 4. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as Jehovah my God commanded me, that you may go, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Deuteronomy 5. And remember that you were a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Jehovah your God brought you out from thence through a mighty hand and by a stretched out arm. Yeshua. Therefore, Jehovah your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. And we are today keeping the Sabbath day. Deuteronomy 6. These are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which Jehovah your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you go to possess it. Deuteronomy 13. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because He had spoken to turn you away from Jehovah your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Jehovah your God commanded you to walk in. Like God commands us today to keep the Sabbath. We're here. So shall you put the evil away from the midst of you. And we do that every day of our lives. Here's Joshua. And they answered Joshua and said, because it was certainly told your servants how that Jehovah your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the inhabitants of the land from before you. Therefore, we were so afraid of our lives because of you and have done this thing. It's First Chronicles. David therefore did as God commanded him. And they smote the host of the Philistines from Gibeah even to Gezer. And we have to always do what God commands us to. Here's Matthew 15. For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he that curseth his father or mother, let him die the death. That's one of the commandments, yes. The Ten Commandments, by the way, are in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. You can read those yourself. Here's some of the power of God. Now, this took a lot of power. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Isn't that interesting? The heavens and the earth. It's a lot of power. Now I'm going to read a little bit about Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 19. That's where it's at, the power of God. I'm going to go to Jude, the book of Jude. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that Jehovah, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And not only that, the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he had reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Wow, that hasn't happened yet. The judgment of the great day. Here it is, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication, going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Sodom and Gomorrah. My wife and I were there. It's just ash. His brother Peter, he says, if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood of the world, flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes. We could witness that. Condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly. And he delivered just Lot. He was just, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them, and seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. You know, Jehovah knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. And here's Isaiah 14. The devil was cast out of heaven. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into the heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That's what the devil, Satan, thought. But here's what God said. You shall be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake nations, kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one in his own house. But you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch, and as a remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword, to go down to the stones of the pit, even as a carcass trodden underfoot. You shall not be joined with them in burial, because you have destroyed your land and slain your people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. That's right, the seed of evildoers. A little bit more about Satan. This is Ezekiel 28. It says, you have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardis, the topaz, the diamond and the beryl, the onyx and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tablets and of your pipes were prepared in you in the day that you were created. Satan forgot he was a created being. You are the anointed cherub that covers, that means protects, and I have set you so. You were upon the holy mountain of God. Wow. You have walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Just think, Satan gave all that up. You were perfect in the ways from the day that you were created until iniquity, sin, was found in you. We have to make sure no sin is in us too. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. God says, therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. By the multitude of your merchandise, they have filled the midst of you with violence, and you have sinned. Therefore I will cast you as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy you, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was lifted up because of your beauty. You have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings, that they may behold you. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities, by the iniquity of your traffic. Therefore, I will bring forth the fire from the midst of you, and it shall devour you, and I will bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold you. All they that know you among the people shall be astonished at you. You shall be a terror and shall never be any more. That's right, Satan is finished. Revelation 12 says, the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's right, that's the way it goes. Here's a little more about the power of God, a worldwide flood. Genesis 6, and it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Not good, not good. And Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Of course, man lived longer than that, but that might be, 120 jubilees, yes. There was giants in the earth in those days, tall people, and after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were men of old, men of renown. And Jehovah saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. It's like today. And he repented, Jehovah, that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, fowl of the air, for repented me that I have made them. Wow, God's really mad. However, Noah found grace in the eyes of Jehovah. Amen. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. And we want to make sure we walk with God too. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make you an ark of gopher wood, room shall you make in it, in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which you shall make it of, the length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth 50 cubits, and the height 30 cubits. And the window shall you make to the ark, and in a cubit shall you finish it above, and the door of the ark shall you set in the side thereof, with lower and second and third stories shall you make it. And God says, behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with you will I establish my covenant, and you shall come into the ark, you and your sons, and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. There it is. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall you bring into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female. Of the fowls after his kind, and of the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto you to keep them alive. And take you unto you of all the food that is eaten, and you shall gather it to you, and it shall be for food for you and for them. And Noah did according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And that's what we have to always do, what God commands us. Here's Psalm 78. This is talking about the wrath of God, came upon them, and they slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel, because they were wicked. Brother John says, he that believes on the Son had everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son of God shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. And Paul tells the Romans, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Paul tells the Ephesians, let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. We don't want to be anything like that. Paul tells the Colossians, mortify, that means kill therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing's sake the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. Is Revelation 14. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. That's really strong. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Wow. We're not going to take the mark of the beast. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Revelation 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. Seventh angel, the seven last plagues. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God, who lives forever and ever. Amen. God lives forever. Revelation 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seventh angels, Go your ways and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. Now we're going to go back into the Torah. 2 Kings 1. Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. 2 Kings 21. They hearken not, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than did the nations whom Jehovah destroyed before the children of Israel. And Brother Joel says, Jehovah shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great. For God is strong to execute his word, for the day of Jehovah is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Is Zechariah. And this shall be the plague wherewith Jehovah will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. What's going to happen to them? Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. Now we'll go to Proverbs 15. Jehovah will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border of the widow. Paul tells the Corinthians, Know therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade men, but we are made manifest unto you. Go back to the Torah, we're going to Exodus 14. Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned into his strength when the morning appeared. That's when Yeshua rose from the dead. And the Egyptians fled against it, and Jehovah overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Amen. That's right. That's what happens when you fight against God. Deuteronomy 29. That the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown, nor beareth, nor any grass grows therein. Like the overthrowing of Sodom and Gomorrah, Admah and Zeboiim, whom Jehovah threw in his anger, in his wrath. And we were there in Israel, we've seen it, it's just ash. Jeremiah, and let that man be as the cities which Jehovah overthrew, and repented not. And let him hear the cry in the morning, and the shouting at noontide. Go back to Revelation. There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, who was Satan. Even the dragon fought against his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. He's cast down. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Just think, nobody keeps the Sabbath today, and they follow the Catholic Church, and they're all doing the wrong thing today. Here's Revelation 18. After these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having a great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon, the great, is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. All nations have drunk of the wine of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. And the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. Is the cup of her cup which she had filled to her double? How much she had glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she had said in her heart, I sit a queen, and I am no widow. I shall see no sorrow. That's what she thinks. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she shall utterly be burned with fire, for strong is Jehovah God who judges her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning. Standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is judgment come. That's the way God's going to judge the Catholic Church and smite everybody that follows it. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buys their merchandise anymore. And the merchandise of gold and of silver and of precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen, of purple and silk and scarlet, and of all thine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and of iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and the beasts and sheep and the horses and the chariots and slaves and souls of men. And the fruits of your soul and the fruits that your soul lusted after are departed from you, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from you, and shall find them, and you shall find them no more at all. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. I don't know why they would do that, saying, Alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. In 1 hour, so great city has come to naught. In 1 hour so great riches is come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company in ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood afar off. And they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, oh, what city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city wherein was made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness, for in 1 hour she is made desolate. We're not going to be sad. We're going to rejoice over her, you heavens, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God had avenged you on her. Amen. Hallelujah. Revelation 19, after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, there's people in heaven right now, saying, alas, saying, praise Jehovah, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto Jehovah our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he had judged the great whore which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and had avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, praise Jehovah, hallelujah. And her smoke rose up forever and ever. Just think, the Catholic Church has deceived all the Protestants out there. They all follow her. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen. Praise Jehovah, hallelujah. Hebrews 12 says, our God is a consuming fire. That's right. Our God is a consuming fire. So in closing for now, remember, today is the fifth Sabbath of the seven Sabbaths we were told to count. Feast of Weeks is coming, Pentecost, the Feast of Harvest. It's also known as the Feast of Harvest, which is always on Sunday. We will be in the third month of God called Sivan. That's May 18th, Sivan 1. Feast of Weeks is May 24th, Sivan 7. Thanks for joining us. May God bless you out there. Shabbat Shalom, and may God always be with you, and may God comfort you, and may God always heal you and strengthen you in Yeshua's name. Let me stop the audio real quick. Stop the video. Shabbat Shalom. Then I'll shrink that. Then I'll stop this right here. And I'll stop